Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about some really good events coming up in your district, beginning with the upcoming Senior Expo. And I understand that you're going to be talking about some interesting things like Real ID at the Senior Expo. A lot to learn. Talk to us about this.
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another Senior Citizen Expo. The first one's going to be held on Friday, August 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. And this year at the Expo, we're also going to have two Real ID presentations. Real ID is a federal requirement. Basically, every state is required to offer a Real ID compliant driver's license to enable people to board a commercial flight or to visit a secure federal building. And in Pennsylvania, we've decided to offer Real ID compliant licenses, or a constituent can keep the current license that they have. So the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation will be attending the expo, and at 9:30 in the morning and also at 10:30 in the gymnasium, they will be offering Real ID presentations to answer any questions that folks have about the documentation and really any question that they have about Real ID. So it's an opportunity for folks to come out and get the great information that's available at the expo and also have all their questions answered about Real ID. And once again, that's on Friday, August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford.
And the next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the Bradford Water Authority got some really good news recently, and that deals with some money that's going to be coming from PennVest. Talk to us about what's going on here and what's going to be improved.
The Bradford City Water Authority has been awarded an $11.5 million low-interest loan from the Pennsylvania Infrastructure Investment Authority, it's known as PennVest, to build a second water transmission line between their water filtration plant and reservoir number 4. This is a situation where back in 2015, I think we all remember the catastrophic water line break that left the city and surrounding area without water service for several days. This is a situation where we're improving the infrastructure and making sure that there's a continuous supply of high-quality drinking water, and I'm certainly glad that the Water Authority is pursuing this project and very supportive of the project and glad that the funding is coming their way to get started with it.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is some hunter-trapper education courses coming up, a chance to get out and learn a little bit more. Talk to us about when and where.
Well, state law requires all first-time hunters and trappers, regardless of their age, to successfully complete a hunter-trapper education training course before they can buy a Pennsylvania hunting or trapping license. Those who are age 16 or over can actually complete this online through the Game Commission website. Students can attend one of the classes offered locally. Here in our area, there are a number of classes being offered. In St. Mary's, on July 30th and 31st, it's being held at the St. Mary's Area High School. In Kane, on Tuesday, September 10th, and Tuesday, September 17th, at the Kane Fish and Game Club. In Ulysses, on September 14th, at the Brooklyn Club on Telescope Road. In Eldred, on Saturday, September 21st, at the Eldred Conservation Club. In Kersey on Saturday, October 12th at the Fox Township Sportsman's Club, and on Saturday, October 9th at the Pennsylvania Lumber Museum along Route 6 in Ulysses Township. As you can see, there are a number of opportunities for classes here in the region, and classes could be added to that schedule. You can see a complete list of the classes on the Game Commission's website at www.pgc.pa.gov.
And finally, Representative, it's county fair season coming up. The Potter County Fair is right around the corner. I understand that you're going to be out and your staff are going to be out. Talk to us about when that begins and where you're going to be located.
Well, we're definitely heading into county fair season. We have county fairs in all three counties that I represent, the first being the Potter County Fair, which is held the week of July 28th. And my office will have a table once again at the Potter County Fair, and we'll be available in the evenings from Monday, July 29th through Friday, August 2nd, to talk about any state-related issue and pass out information on state-related programs and services. So I look forward to seeing everyone at the Potter County Fair.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.